Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv begins at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat, celebrating the enduring spirit of Somnath Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts civilizational resolve of Bharat ensured Somnath was rebuilt time and again, says celebration honors countless children of India who never compromised on principles. Enforcement Directorate conducts raids at 15 locations across 6 states in connection with fake government job scam. India's economy expected to grow at 7.6% in current fiscal, exceeding government's 7.4% estimate, says Morgan Stanley. U.S. withdraws from over 60 global organizations, including several UN bodies and International Solar Alliance. And in badminton, PV Sindhu storms into women's singles quarterfinals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. The four-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began today in the coastal town of Prabhas Patan in Gujarat. The event marks 1,000 years since the first attack on the Somnath Temple in 1026 AD by Mahmud of Ghazni. This year's celebration also coincides with the upcoming 75th anniversary of the inauguration of the restored temple in 1951. Our correspondent has the details.
The pristine shores of Arabian Sea resonated with the spiritual energy today as the Somnath Swabhiman Parv commenced at the Somnath Mahadev Temple. Marking the beginning of this festival, the 72-hour continuous Akhand Omkar Jap was grandly inaugurated at the first Jyotirlinga. Under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the ceremony opened with the resounding echoes of conch shells and traditional damrus. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, alongside State Minister Jitu Wagani and Dr. Pradyuman Bhai Waja, led the ceremony. Shankhanath. Nearly 2,500 Rishikumars from across Gujarat have gathered on the seashore to perform these continuous Vedic chants. The celebration of self-respect was extended beyond Somnath as Shiva temples across India joined this synchronized chanting. To facilitate pilgrims, the state government has arranged special trains bringing devotees from across the state to the holy site. Cabinet Minister Jitu Wagani said the festival will feature year-long spiritual, cultural and social activities. Major highlights of the festival will include a massive drone show, the 72-hour Omkar Nad and Grand Shaurya Yatra.
The government has made all the security arrangements. Special trains are running to accommodate people. On 11th of this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will offer prayers. More than 1 lakh people are coming to attend this grand celebration.
The event serves as a vital medium to pass down Somnath's 1,000-year-old saga of sacrifice, reconstruction to the younger generation. With Rajesh Bhajgotar from Somnath, Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the commencement of Somnath Swabhiman Parv. In a series of social media posts today, Mr. Modi said in January 1026, Somnath faced its first attack. The Prime Minister said, despite repeated assaults in subsequent centuries, the eternal faith of devotees and the civilizational resolve of Bharat ensured that Somnath was rebuilt time and again. He said the celebration reflects the resilience and unwavering faith associated with one of India's most revered pilgrimage sites. He said the Parv is also about remembering the countless children of the country who never compromised with their principles and ethos. The Prime Minister shared glimpses from his previous visits to Somnath Temple and invited citizens to join the celebration by sharing their own memories on social media platforms by using hashtag Somnath Swabhiman Parv. He recalled their program held on 31st of October 2001, marking 50 years since the rebuilt Somnath Temple opened its doors to people in 1951 in the presence of the then President Dr. Rajendra Prasad. Mr. Modi highlighted the efforts of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, K.M. Munshi and several others as pivotal in the temple's reconstruction. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, is conducting searches in a fake government job scam against an organized gang across the country. The agency said the scam was initially detected in the name of Indian Railways. However, the investigation revealed that it covers over 40 other government organizations and departments. Searches are ongoing at 15 locations in 13 cities of 6 states. This includes Muzaffarpur and Motihari in Bihar, Kolkata in West Bengal, Ernakulam, Pandalam, Addur and Kodur in Kerala, Chennai in Tamil Nadu, Rajkot in Gujarat and Gorakhpur, Allahabad and Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. The ED noted the gang used fake email accounts, impersonating official government domains to send fraudulent joining letters. The probe agency added that to gain trust, the gang made initial salary payments for 2 to 3 months to some victims who were placed in roles like RPF, TTE and technician in the Indian Railways. The Enforcement Directorate today also carried out searches at the residence of political consultancy firm Indian Political Action Committee or IPAC Chief Prateek Jain in Kolkata in connection with a coal smuggling case. The searches triggered a sharp political reaction from the Trinamool Congress or TMC. Amid the raids, the TMC leader and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and Kolkata Police Commissioner Manoj Verma arrived at the residence of IPAC Chief where the ED teams were present. Later, talking to media outside, Ms. Banerjee stated that Prateek Jain is a party worker and alleged that under the guise of investigation, attempts were being made to seize important documents such as parties' candidate lists. On the other hand, BJP leader and leader of opposition in West Bengal, Suvendu Adhikari, accused the chief minister of obstructing the ED's investigation and demanded legal action against her. He claimed that Ms. Banerjee had interfered with investigative processes on previous occasions as well. In Tamil Nadu, in a significant political development, PMK founder Dr. S. Ramadas has rejected his son Dr. Ambumani Ramadas's claim that the PMK would join the AIADMK-led alliance for the upcoming assembly elections. In a statement issued today, Dr. Ramadas said that only the party founder is authorized to take formal decisions regarding electoral alliances and dismissed any announcement made by his son. He asserted that no political party can claim an alliance with the PMK at this stage. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India's economic growth is expected to outpace the National Statistical Office's NSO's first advance estimate, reflecting buoyant high-frequency data since September last year, led by policy impetus. A report from Morgan Stanley estimated real GDP growth at 7.6% for financial year 2026, above the NSO's first advance estimate, which pegged the real GDP growth at 7.4% in the current fiscal. Reacting to the NSO's figures, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India's reform express continues to gain momentum. Talking to media, a member of Niti Aayog, Dr. Arvind Virmani, said the Indian economy has shown strong resilience to deal with external shocks.
India has done remarkably well. I had expected at the beginning of the year when I gave my forecast, which we will discuss, that the uncertainty would last maybe 6 or 9 months, but it has lasted much longer than that. There seems to be every day a new source of uncertainty coming. I think the overall, in broad terms, Indian economy has done very well to cope with these huge, unprecedented uncertainties.
Former Cabinet Secretary and member Niti Aayog Rajiv Gauba has said that Pragati has brought about a new momentum to infrastructure project execution in the country. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, Mr. Gauba revealed that some of the projects to be reviewed under Pragati are selected by the Prime Minister himself.
Earlier, there was no such, monitoring of individual projects on this scale at the highest level in the government, that is the Prime Minister of the country. Projects were reviewed by the ministries, generally at the level of officers or sometimes at the minister level, but not all infrastructure projects across ministries, across the length and breadth of the country on one portal, and then 25-30 projects being picked up for review by the PM himself every month. So that is a total change.
The interview will be broadcast tonight at 9:30 on 100.1 Akashwani FM Gold Channel and additional frequencies. The Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Talking to Media, Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya said during the four-day event, the young leaders from across the country will converge to present their ideas on Viksit Bharat before Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
विकसित भारत यंग लीडर डायलॉग में एडिशन करके
द विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग एंगेजेज मिलियंस ऑफ यूथ टू सेव फ्यूचर लीडर्स विद द डिजाइन फॉर भारत विजन इट प्रमोट्स होम ग्रोन सॉल्यूशंस जॉब क्रिएशन एंड सेल्फ रिलायंस थ्रू हैकाथॉन्स यंग इनोवेटर्स एड्रेस नेशनल चैलेंजेस पोजिशनिंग इंडियाज यूथ एज ड्राइवर्स ऑफ अ डेवलप्ड एंड ऑटोनोमस नेशन द गवर्नमेंट एम्स टू आइडेंटिफाई टैलेंटेड यूथ अंडर प्रिविलेज्ड बैकग्राउंड एंड प्रोवाइड देम अ डायरेक्ट पाथवे टू नेशनल इन्फ्लुएंस थ्रू डिजिटल कॉम्पिटिशंस
हमने कॉम्पिटिशन के द्वारा identify karke platform diya hai.
The Delhi police have identified 548 foreign nationals who were staying illegally in the national capital without valid visas over the past year. Deputy Commissioner of Police Outer District Sachin Sharma informed that after apprehension, the foreign nationals were produced before the foreigners' regional registration office and subsequently sent to detention centres for deportation procedures. He said the highest number of 380 deportees is from Bangladesh. A senior leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party's affiliated organization was shot dead and another man injured in a shooting incident in Dhaka's Tejgaon area last night, highlighting the deteriorating law and order situation in the country. The incident triggered protests and prompted heavy deployment of police and army personnel. The United States has withdrawn from over 60 international organizations, including UN bodies and the India-France-led International Solar Alliance. U.S. President Donald Trump signed the memorandum yesterday titled Withdrawing the United States from International Organizations, Conventions and Treaties that are contrary to the interests of the United States. After signing, President Trump said he has determined that it is contrary to the interests of the United States to remain a member of, participate in, or otherwise provide support to the 66 UN and non-United Nations organizations. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Bihar during next 2 days. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir remained under the grip of a cold wave as several places registered the season's lowest temperatures. We have a report.
The weather department said cold wave conditions are likely to persist in parts of the region over the next few days. The Union Territory is likely to witness largely dry and stable weather conditions till January 22, with no major weather disturbances expected during this period. It further cautioned that moderate fog is likely to prevail over the plains of Jammu Division, with dense fog at isolated places, a condition expected to continue for the next 4 days. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashwani News from Jammu.
On to sports. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu has stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. She outclassed 8 seed Tomoko Miyazaki of Japan in the round of 16 today. However, Lakshya Sen and Ayush Shetty bowed out of the tournament. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a bearish note in afternoon session today. The Sensex tumbled 685 points to 84,276 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 4 day Somnath Swabhiman Parv begins at Prabhas Patan in Gujarat, celebrating the enduring spirit of Somnath Temple. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts civilizational resolve of Bharat ensured Somnath was rebuilt time and again. Says celebration honors countless children of India who never compromised on principles. Enforcement Directorate conducts raids at 15 locations across 6 states in connection with fake government job scam. India's economy expected to grow at 7.6% in current fiscal, exceeding government's 7.4% estimate, says Morgan Stanley. U.S. withdraws from over 60 global organizations, including several UN bodies and International Solar Alliance. And in badminton, PV Sindhu storms into women's singles quarterfinals of Malaysia Open. And with that, we end the midday news.